KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny, warm and windy today, a high of 88 with winds southwest of 15 to 25 miles per hour. There is an elevated fire danger across western and southwest Iowa today with the relative humidity values in the 40s that will lead to that threat this afternoon. Burning is highly discouraged, and in fact, burn bans are in effect for Cass, Ottawa, Mills, Montgomery, and Pottawatomie counties. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. The state of Iowa's coronavirus dashboard today shows Cass County has four more positive cases of the virus for a total since the pandemic began of 209. The number of cases in Pottawatomie County are up 20 from yesterday to 2,491. There was also one more death attributed to the virus in Pottawatomie County for a total now of 43 since the outbreak began. Statewide, there are 96,792 positive cases of COVID to date, with 935 new cases reported since 10 a.m. on Thursday, another record for Iowa since the pandemic began. There have also been 15 more deaths statewide, for a total of 1,433 as of this morning. The IDPH says of those reported deaths, 969 were related to a pre-existing medical condition. There have been over 847,629 Iowans tested for the COVID-19 to date, with more than 749,218 total negative results. There were 8,154 results received since Thursday, with 7,166 of those negative and 977 positive, giving the 14-day rolling average of 8.8%. The total percentage of persons testing positive, though, is 11.4%. Iowans who have recovered from the virus are number just under 75,000. Hospitalizations continue to rise from a record 449 yesterday to 461 this morning. The IDPH says 8 fewer patients were in an intensive care unit for a total of 104. 77 with COVID symptoms were admitted to a hospital compared with 66 on Wednesday. And 38 patients are on a ventilator. That's down from 39 previously. Western and Southwest Iowa hospitals report 25 people hospitalized, 5 in an ICU, 8 admitted, and no one is currently on a ventilator. And there are currently 56 long-term care facility outbreaks in Iowa. That's 3 more than reported yesterday. 1,154 positive cases of COVID among patients and staff at those facilities. And there have been 731 deaths at long-term care facilities since the outbreak began. That's 6 more than we last reported on Thursday. 613 persons are recovering from the virus at LTCs. You can see more data in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. A White House task force focusing on the coronavirus pandemic has told Iowa officials that many of the deaths caused by the high level of the virus spread in the state were preventable. The report was released to the media one day after Governor Kim Reynolds said Iowans shouldn't let the virus dominate their lives. Average daily deaths have increased over the past 2 weeks to 10 per day. Elsewhere in the news, Parents as Teachers program, or PAT, through Cass County Public Health, has immediate openings for up to 10 families. PAT is a free program for families with children ages 0 to 5, focusing on interactions between parents and their children, and traditionally provides home visits to help young children grow up healthy, safe, and ready to learn. Due to the current pandemic, the PAT educators are meeting virtually with families through video calls. Nancy Gibson, PAT coordinator, said parents really are their children's first and most influential teacher. Parents as Teacher, she said, has been providing services to Cass County residents since 1998 and were a credentialed, evidence-based program. During a PAT visit, a PAT educator works on getting a complete health history, doing developmental screenings to catch any delays as early as possible, check on immunizations, and much more. Children in the program also have access to free vision, hearing, and dental checks. The Parent as Teachers program is partially funded by a grant from Boost for Families. Parents who are interested in the program can contact Nancy Gibson at 712-243-7475. Referrals are also welcome. Anyone who knows of a family that could benefit from participating is encouraged to call as well. Well, Coca-Cola Days was canceled this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but the local committee wanted to find a way to still celebrate the occasion. Bailey Smith, executive director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said, with National Coca-Cola Collectors Association making the tough decision to cancel the event, we searched for a way to celebrate safely. Our Atlantic Coke Days committee, she said, decided to carry on the annual T-shirt tradition and celebrate virtually, giving collectors and community members alike the opportunity to still celebrate Atlantic Coca-Cola's bottling company. This year's feature theme is Chillin' with Coca-Cola. The 2020 Coca-Cola Day T-shirts are now available online and at www.atlanticiowa.com. T-shirts are $15 for long sleeve or $25 for, or, I said rather, $15 for short sleeve or $25 for long sleeve, that is. Shirts may be picked up locally or can be shipped for an additional fee. Contact the Chamber if you have any questions at 712-243-3017. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday learned that a promotional marketing video was being created aimed at drawing young professionals and other employees to Atlantic. Atlantic Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bailey Smith, CADCO Executive Director Jennifer McIntaver, and SWPCO Community Development Director Alexis Fleener got together with Atlantic Development, a local investment group, to discuss and find ways to address the issues of population decline, housing, and properties for sale, and so on. Smith said that one of the group's ideas was to market Atlantic on a much wider basis than before.
Some individuals donated money for the project as well as CPC. And so we worked with a company out of Des Moines called 515 Production, and they were in town yesterday. We took them everywhere. They filmed a lot of drone footage of the community and all of our amenities and neighborhoods, some businesses. But we really wanted to focus on the people of Atlantic and kind of really play on a lot of major corporate offices have permanently shut down because they've created all of this infrastructure to work from home. So showing people that they can keep their corporate job, move to a small town, have a lower cost of living, safer community, raise your kids.
Jennifer McIntyre said the video will also focus on the community being family-friendly.
A lot of kids in the video, the Ann Wickman Center, the YMCA, trying to appeal to maybe a little bit more of the younger generation to try and come back or raise your family.
The footage will be edited together to create a roughly two-minute video, which, when finished, will be placed on the city's YouTube channel that will be set up. Social media will also help get the message out that Atlantic will be one of the first towns to be on the Iowa Economic Development Authority's website as part of a national media campaign to draw more people to the state. Atlantic's video will be different than others to be featured.
A lot of them are interviewing the CEOs and things like that. Ours is not going to be that sort of video. It's more of it's a voiceover and more just showing what we have.
In the funeral announcements, Pam Straka, age 63, of Atlantic, died October 2nd. Funeral services for Pam Straka will be today at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jay Becker, age 61, of Yakima, Washington, died July the 9th. A celebration of life graveside service for Jay Becker will be tomorrow at 11:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Dennis Eilenstein, age 69, of Kansas and formerly of the Walnut and Avoca areas, died August 22nd. A gathering for Dennis Eilenstein will be in the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland tomorrow at 11:30 with services at noon. Rochelle Bruns, age 51, of Elkhorn, died October 1st. A celebration of life for Rochelle Bruns will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Exira EHK Spartan football field. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Scott Backhouse, age 41, of Georgia and formerly of Manila, died August 28th. A memorial visitation for Scott Backhouse will be held Saturday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Memorial Hall in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Mary Hanley, age 64, of Manning, died September 19th. Celebration of life for Mary Hanley will be on Sunday from 2 until 6 p.m. at the Kirchhoff Shelter House at Trestle Park in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Norman Paulson, age 86, who was formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Graveside services with military honors for Norman Paulson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Evergreen Cemetery at Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ruby Smith, age 90, of Messina, died Wednesday in Grimes. Private immediate family funeral services for Ruby Smith will be held Tuesday at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Vivian Golly, age 104, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday. No services will be held for Vivian Golly per her wishes, and Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Charlie Hare, age 69, of Greenfield, died Sunday. And per his wishes, no services will be held for Charlie Hare. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.